You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We always set aside time on Tuesdays to visit with folks that are really making a difference in our community. A lot of the not-for-profit community aligned with NOLA Coalition, and today's no difference. We are joined by Ryan Mattingly, Executive Director of the Louisiana Green Corps. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Noel, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So, Ryan, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, tell them a little bit about the mission and vision of Louisiana Green Corps.
Yeah, so Louisiana Green Corps, as the name indicates, really focuses on giving individuals opportunities to build their career and address the challenges that our community faces at the same time. So we were founded after Hurricane Katrina, and as we are in the month of the 20th anniversary, it's, you know, appropriate to really think and reflect on where we've come from and where we're at and where we're going. And in terms of the problems that we face and the challenges we face, we believe that there's also great opportunity for local residents within those challenges. So our core members work on environmental restoration projects, projects that help reduce our flooding in our city, help address our energy independence, as well as provide money-saving solutions in terms of reducing energy costs for individuals. But at the same time, they're getting trained for a career in the field. So we provide hands-on training, learning by doing, as well as industry-based credentials that are really informed by our employer partners. So we work closely with a wide range of companies that help customize and identify what the needs are. And one of the biggest needs is soft skills, those non-technical skills in terms of showing up on time, work ethic. So a lot of our focus is on those type of coaching and building those skills, as well as just providing the wraparound services and support to really identify and meet our students' needs. So that's a good start, and I'm looking forward to talking to you more about where we're going.
So, Ryan, a lot has changed over the 20 years since y'all started, right, in the aftermath of Katrina with both blue and green industries in South Louisiana. If you would, describe the opportunity that lies out there.
Well, what we're most excited about is the opportunity in terms of jobs and careers. There's a significant number of regional jobs in the field of green infrastructure and blue infrastructure. There's an estimate of 45,000 by 2030. And these jobs are high paying. And what's most exciting about these jobs is that they can be obtained through paid on-the-job training like Green Corps provides. So our students all earn a living wage while they're in the cohort. They also are working on projects as well as getting the training. I heard you talk about Delgado before I hopped on, and they also partner with us in providing next level certifications. So we have students that go on and do evening courses with Delgado as well as continue their education as they transition to green and blue sectors. And I think what, you know, the biggest point about the opportunities in those field is you don't have to go into debt. You don't have to all necessarily go into a four-year, two-year program even. You can gain those opportunities through apprenticeship-type model, on-the-job paid training, and that's really what we seek to provide and provide a bridge to apprenticeship and employer on-the-job training opportunities as well.
If you would, for the audience, describe the difference between blue and green in industries. A lot of people are not familiar with those terms.
Yeah, so I think, you know, obviously our whole environment is surrounded by water. And in terms of blue sector industries, coastal restoration is a huge and emerging one. We know the issues that we struggle with and, in relation to flooding, anytime we get a heavy rainstorm, a good percentage of our city and region is getting flooded. So, you know, opportunities to help us manage water. And then in green sector, you know, one of the solutions to flooding is creating, is working with the gray infrastructure to reduce the flooding by having it go into the ground naturally and provide stormwater management solutions through green infrastructure. And then also, I think green careers can be applied to things that make our, you know, our air cleaner, make us less dependent on fossil fuels, things like wind, solar, also just making existing buildings more energy efficient. So they're, you know, they're ultimately saving the resident or the business money, but also saving the amount of energy that that individual is using.
There's a whole lot of new building materials that are out today that weren't when you guys started. So staying current on that, I guess, is equally as important.
Yeah, that's really critical. And, you know, that's all informed by employer partners in terms of what individuals need to be successful in the career. And a lot of the, you know, opportunities I was talking to you about, safety is really important as well. So we focus a lot of our training on ensuring that individuals stay safe on the work site. These, you know, are construction related industries, and that's paramount too, and being able to safely handle the tools and materials is something we focus a great bit on.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, when we talk about these opportunities, they're kind of underserved, are they not? I mean, there are a lot of openings out there as people.
Yeah, so there's a
folks.
There's a mismatch in our. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you there, but you're exactly right. There is, you know, a need for employers in terms of finding good quality employees, but then we also see in our community a lot of people unemployed and in or underemployed. So our mission and our goal is to connect the two and bridge that gap in terms of the need for a stronger workforce and expanding fields, but also identify and help individuals who are either unemployed or underemployed connect to these growing opportunities.
So if folks have an interest in reaching out to you guys and exploring this further, how would they go about doing that? And do you start your cohorts at different times of the year? How does that work?
Yeah, so we start a cohort in a few weeks, September 2nd. And then from there, we're also going to be starting a cohort in the new year. So we have cohorts every 4 months, essentially, seasonal. We also are adding additional advanced training in some of the industries I mentioned, like stormwater management, solar, and energy efficiency. And the best way to learn about those opportunities is to go on our website, lagreencorps.org. Also, you can call us or text us if you're interested in learning more and setting up a time for an information session. And I think if people are interested in just learning more and seeing more about what we do, social media is one of the best ways to do that. So follow us on Instagram, LA Green Corps, and also Facebook, Louisiana Green Corps.
Yeah, because it's interesting, and I know things have kind of been changing as it relates to policy and philosophy about a lot of this, but there's so many different diverse aspects to both blue and green industries, right?
Yeah, I think so many of these jobs and careers ultimately center on transferable skills to a wide range of skilled trade field and construction and green infrastructure. So individuals can obtain a wide variety of skills in Louisiana Green Corps and then apply them to a variety of different industries in our region. And there's just there's a lot of growth because, you know, there's talk of AI and there's talk of new jobs, but you can't really replace a plumber, electrician, or a welder with AI. These are jobs that will continue to grow and continue to be really strong opportunities in our region for years to come.
So if you'd give us that website again, real quick.
Yeah, so lagreencorps.org, or if you just Google Louisiana Green Corps, will come up. And that's the easiest way to find out more information and learn about us, as well as on Instagram and Facebook.
And there's still availability for the upcoming cohort that starts September 2nd?
The next available cohort we would have is after that. We're actually fully enrolled for the upcoming cohort. And that's something I wanted to highlight and speak to, is there's really such a demand and a need that we're working with employer partners and city partners to expand the amount of Green Corps opportunities as well. So the next cohort will be early 2026. We've already we've got actually a waiting list for our upcoming cohort, which shows there's a greater need. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The sooner you get in touch with these folks, the better off you will be. Ryan Mattingly, Executive Director, Louisiana Green Corps. Keep up the great work, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Really appreciate you having me on, Noel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.